spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No, awkward.
Anonymous joins us today, which means it must be time for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really good. Yeah, doing really well. We're halfway through our first coffee, so we're good to go.
Yeah.
Anonymous, what's going on? What would you like to confess today?
Okay, so it's kind of weird, but you know, my best friend and her husband, they just recently went on vacation, mm-hmm. and she asked me to house sit for her.
Okay.
You know, just normal stuff, get her mail, water her plants, stuff like that. So I went into her house, and you know, I'm kind of jealous of the life that she has going on. I mean, she's married. Like, everything just seems so perfect. They live in a nice house.
Yeah.
And they don't really have to worry about money. So, you know, while I was in there doing, you know, the normal stuff, I decided to try on some of her clothes. You know, I just wanted to pretend to be her for a little while. I thought it would be pretty cool.
Okay.
So I, you know, tried on some of her clothes, laid on the bed, you know, sat on the couch and just put my feet up and just, you know, walked around and pretended to be her. It was actually pretty nice.
So you went to your friend's house, put on her clothes, and pretended to be her when she was on vacation?
Yeah, she's like still on vacation. So I think I'm definitely going to go back today. I had so much fun doing it. I'm going to go back in there today and probably do it all over again.
So you just put on her clothes and walked around her house pretending to be her? I mean, that doesn't seem horrible.
I mean, yeah, no. She has really like nice lingerie and pretty robes.
You put on her lingerie?
Wait, you put on her lingerie?
I mean, the ones that's like a dress, not like underwear. You know,
okay.
A pretty nice, you know, dress and a nice robe. And I had a glass of wine. Just looked in front of the mirror, you know, the nice shoes. I was like, oh my goodness. Like,
are you doing all this by yourself? Great. Or are you inviting someone over to like hang out with you?
To pretend to be your husband.
Yeah.
No, by myself. I think that would be a bit much.
Okay.
So why, and you didn't tell your friend you were going to go wear her underwear and drink her wine and stuff? You just
No, she's not here. I don't think she's not going to know. So, I mean, and she's my best friend. I think it would be okay, even if she did know.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to go back today and pretend to be her some more?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a soak in the jacuzzi. I said have a nice glass of wine,
yeah.
Sit there and relax. It's going to be pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, listen, just make sure you put everything back the way you found it so there's no trace of your, you know, craziness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
All right, good. All right, well, listen, hey, have fun.
I will, thank you.
Okay.
340-9595. I hope for her sake that her friend and her friend's husband don't have cameras at their house. 340-9595. Does anyone else do that? 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one heat music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Just had a woman call in and confess that while she's house-sitting for her girlfriend who's married, she's pretending to live her life, walking around in her lingerie, laying in her bed. Tonight she's going to go pour a glass of wine, get in her jacuzzi, and I guess pretend to, you know, be in her friend's life. 340-9595. Anyone else do this? Kevin!
Hello.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. You said you've done something similar with, was it your, who did you pretend to be?
I would actually pretend to be my sister.
Really?
You'd pretend to be your sister?
Yeah. You know, when she was like over friends' houses and things like that, I would go into her room and I'd put on her clothes, I'd put on her bathing suits, I'd try to try on her makeup, and I don't know, I just wanted to see what it would be like to be her, because we were pretty close anyway, you know.
Is this an older sister or a younger sister?
An older sister.
Does it matter?
Because one's totally weird with you.
Okay.
So when your sister, you said you would try on her bathing suits and her makeup.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I would like lie in her bed and play with her stuffed animals, and yeah, just wanted to I don't know. It was like this feeling of being closer to her somehow.
Or, yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Do you guys still live together or no?
No, but we still keep in touch regularly.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think this is super weird at all.
Did she? You don't think it's super weird that this woman's pretending to be some other woman or that you pretended to be your older sister and wore her bathing suits?
I do not feel weird about it.
Were they bikinis or one pieces?
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever tell your sister that you did that?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Really?
What did she say? Was she like, thought it was funny?
I don't think she was super happy with me going through her stuff.
No, I can't imagine she would be. Did she ever pretend to be you?
No.
No, yeah, not interesting. All right, man. All right, so you say go for it, do whatever you want. Totally normal, not a problem.
Yeah, it's totally normal to me.
Okay. Hey, listen, Kevin, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
All right. And that guy used his real name as far as we know.
I guess.
That's what's really shocking. 340-9595. Hey, Bridget, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Bridget. What'd you want to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, the people that are calling saying that they try on people's clothes and stuff when they're at their friend's house, that's so disgusting. And first of all, no, so many people nowadays have cameras in their house.
That's what I was thinking.
That is, like, so creepy. If I had a friend that did that, I think that would end my friendship because that's, like, too personal. That's creepy.
Like, yeah. If you had a friend and you said, hey, I'm leaving town, can you come water my plants? And then you came home and went back on your video cameras to watch the footage, and you saw her wearing, like, your underwear and walking around drinking wine and pretending to be you, that would be the end of your friendship.
Yeah, that is, like, so gross. That is, like, disgusting.
Totally. Yeah. It's so weird. I would feel really weird about that.
Yeah. That's why I don't like anyone in my house.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, it's just... Now that you've played this, that has, like, me thinking. I'm like, I don't think I ever want anybody to house at my house.
And, you know, cameras are dirt cheap. You can get a Wi-Fi camera for, like,
yeah.
like $40.
And I think at Sam's Club or wherever.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere now.
And you can just set it in any room.
Totally.
And you access it on your phone.
And they have those, like, dog ones, too, now, that I feel like everybody uses.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a camera. You can use it for your dogs, your kids, whatever.
Well, the ones that I'm talking about, the ones where you can, like, talk to it.
Okay, Megan, we're talking about two totally different things.
Well, I'm just saying, there's lots of options for cameras.
That would be funny, though, if you had, like, the microphone set up.
Oh my God, that's what I imagined. Something amazing.
So if your friend is like walking around in your lingerie, you can go, oh my God, what are you doing?
Scare the crap out of her.
Right, but then you don't want her to like, you know, wet herself in your underwear.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'd have to burn all my lingerie afterwards, but that's so disgusting.
It really is weird.
Thanks for calling, Bridget. We appreciate it. Anthony from St. Augustine, how are you?
How are you?
Hey, good. What'd you want to say? What do you think about all this?
I mean, I personally don't wear women's clothing, and I've never tried it on.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think the people that do are just, I mean, it's just not right.
It's not right.
My brother-in-law does it, and it irks the crap out of me.
Your brother-in-law who wears women's clothing?
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand why. He's got a little girl, he's got a wife, and it's like, why do you want to try her clothes on?
How do you know that he tries on his wife's clothes?
Oh, he's completely and totally out there with it. He has no problem with admitting that he loves to try on his wife's panties and underwear and all that good stuff. I just don't understand why.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's like a matter of like wanting to transition, I feel like that's a whole different story. But if you're just
he definitely don't. We've asked him that question.
Oh.
That was our first concern. Like, are you trying to switch sides here?
Yeah.
A flat out, no, I don't want to switch sides. I enjoy the feeling of wearing women's panties. So it's like men's underwear is the same thing. If you don't like briefs or boxers, wear tidy whities.
Interesting.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. All right. That is, yeah, that makes for fun family reunions, I guess.
No, I missed the last one simply because of it.
Yeah. Oh, you probably missed a good time.
Huh.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. By the way, nobody likes tidy whities.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not attractive, they're not comfortable.
Well, I just feel like from a girl's perspective, I mean, guys' clothes just seem so much more comfortable. Like, I wouldn't want to, I don't even want to wear my own clothes.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No.
All right, take them off.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
turn your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.